Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And hello to everybody in Guam tonight. Thank you very much for tuning into the program, and thanks for the great comments we got yesterday from you folks there. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security agents, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now in the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're also on Getter the same way. And you can find us on Twitter at the Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com right now, up on top of the mountaintop up there, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you see all over from up there?
I can see a long way.
Can you look down towards Tampa and see the airplanes taking off?
I cannot.
Because if you could, you'd be pretty much looking in my lap down here. Because that's where we're at, right here. All righty. Here we go. Last night, the House of Representatives passed, pretty much along a party line, no surprises, the $480 billion increase in the country's borrowing ceiling, which cleared the Senate last week in a party line vote. And the House approved it swiftly, so it appears that Joe Biden now will be able to sign it and put it into law by Friday of this week.
Correct.
So, I'm not surprised about any of that, are you?
No.
So where do we go from here, Coach?
Well, the debt ceiling isn't the issue. The issue is the infrastructure bill, the omnibus bill. So McConnell has put the ball right back into the court of Chuck Schumer.
Yep.
And I don't think he's going to help out. I mean, what he did was allow them to increase the debt ceiling, and everybody was, you know, angry about that one. I'm not so angry about that one as I am on what's still to come. So
right. What we had to come is worse. Yeah.
Correct.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But the bigger issue is really this. We have a lot of money going out the door.
Yeah.
And least of which is that the Biden administration has approved financial support to the Taliban.
Mm-hmm. ain't that lovely?
It's really Afghanistan, but that means the Taliban.
Right.
So why in the world would we be doing this at this time when this administration caused that problem? And we have got money. I mean, why do we have to send this kind of aid when we've actually frozen a bank account that's got their money in it? When, in fact, that the United States here is, we're suffering. I mean, we are suffering in a very big way, least of which is because of the debt, because of the spending bills, because of the supply chain, because of small business that's hurting. We don't have, we need truckers. I mean, we've got all kinds of other problems here. And this administration, they're breaking things. They're breaking things left and right. And they're willingly not fixing what they're breaking, least of which is obviously the border.
Right.
Now, let's just imagine here for a minute, crazy as this may sound, that these mandates, these vaccine mandates, continue to kind of weave their way through the transportation industry.
Mm-hmm.
What does that end up looking like for the United States, not just coming into Christmas, but what is it going to look like in another couple of weeks when we are needing things like over-the-counter drugs and prescription drugs? Because remember, we learned that 90% of that comes from China.
Right.
Are we going to get to the point where you can't even buy an aspirin anymore?
Maybe.
I mean, nobody. Yeah, so I would have to ask the big question here. Why is this White House not calling for the Defense Production Act to get these transportation, these ports, all that whole machine working again? I've not seen a thing.
Didn't Trump do that? Didn't he call for the DPA?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was for the vaccine.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we're in just as bad a place, I would argue. If people can't get normal prescription medications.
Alrighty, hold that thought. And folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Remember, go over there and check out her website and see the things she's got over there. In the meantime, little old Mr. Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break. Here we go.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com. Now, you spell Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E. Now, education of our youth has always been critical, and we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that is absolutely no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. So we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for the grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. All you've got to do is go to the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, to find out more about the books. And remember, this is an absolute must for homeschoolers, an absolute must for homeschoolers. And the books are in English and Spanish, too. So, Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. You won't regret going over there and buying the books for your little ones and letting them learn history from the heart, because I'm telling you, they will learn about American history. Something that, surprisingly, the kids aren't learning today. Isn't that right, Denise?
Well, no, because everybody was, including Kamala Harris, I would say, are students of Howard Zinn.
Yep.
That's where they learn to hate all things America, because that's the history books that...
Now, the email investigation going on here between Hunter Biden has revealed some new things about Joe, the dad, and Hunter, sharing bank accounts and paying each other's bills, and that could get a little dicey for Joe Biden, the father. What do you think?
Well, it absolutely will do that, and the reason is because when the bills come in, we don't know if the bills were done electronically or, hey, Dad, can you pay this kind of thing, but how many of those bills included things that necessarily had to do with foreign business operations and or paying off a drug dealer or hookers?
Yeah, for Junior. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, and getting out of his gun deal too. There were they found the gun. Remember all that?
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, so more to be revealed on that one.
All right, now I got to mention this just in passing, if for no other reason. The Wyoming coroner yesterday unexpectedly linked domestic violence to the Gabby Petito case after declaring the cause of death to be strangulation. And I'm really surprised that they have not charged this boyfriend, Brian Lori, with anything yet. There's got to be DNA evidence.
Well, but they were together for a very long time, so there would absolutely be DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that isn't a smoking gun type evidence, and I mean that in a tongue-in-cheek sense.
And we still have no idea where he's at.
No.
And by the way, he could also be dead.
He could be.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday at lunch. It's possible, and that's why he hasn't surfaced. But somehow I just don't think so. I think he's on the run, and I think because he's a wilderness type of guy, I think he's in the woods somewhere. Question is,
well,
what woods?
Parents, you know, what's particularly strange is that his parents don't seem to be the least bit worried. If your son hasn't been around for quite some time, you know, a week, 2 weeks, a month, whatever, they don't seem to be too worried about any of this.
No.
So that into itself is, in my world, evidence of something more nefarious.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we have a federal judge that just granted an injunction against the New York COVID-19 vaccine mandate for the healthcare workers. This is a big deal in New York right now because they had taken that case to court, the healthcare workers, and they were about ready to get fired, doctors and nurses and whoever else was in the system, and this all puts that back on ice for a while.
Well, you know, let's not forget that, you know, healthcare workers were revered not all that long ago.
Oh, yeah.
The work that they were doing and did during the peak of the pandemic in New York and, you know, really across the country.
Right.
And for these cities, these mayors, these governors to allow healthcare workers to be punished for not being vaccinated is reprehensible. Because these healthcare workers were doing the work that they were doing during the height and in the crisis, the top part of the crisis of the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
Many of them may have already had COVID. If
right.
they've already had COVID, then they have an immunity that is exponentially better than any vaccine that they could ever have.
Right.
So they don't need the vaccine at all. So it's really kind of shameful what is happening here.
Yeah, and we're going to keep our eyes and ears open on that one, too, I might add, because of what may or may not be progressing or transpiring here over the next day or two. Now, the other thing is the Taliban came out, I believe it was yesterday, and they said, we want our billions of dollars in money from the USA and Europe. Now we want it. Now you can't hold it no more. So what's going to happen there?
Well, as I just mentioned, a little while ago, the United States said that they would provide financial support to Afghanistan. So.
Yeah, but we're talking a lot more money than what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, therein lies, I guess, a bigger question, because we do, in fact, have some of their money that was in foreign accounts frozen.
Yep, $8 million.
Are we going to use that and give it back to them? Then if that's the case, then what? Look, we knew this was going to happen, and if we didn't know any of this was going to happen, including that the Kabul would fall so fast and the Taliban would take over, we got the wrong people in the wrong positions, period. After 20 years, you would have to know that the Taliban can never be trusted. You'd have to know the relationship with Al-Qaeda, the relationship and the protections that the Taliban got from Pakistan. What Russia has done when it has come to the Taliban, because they have been providing them arms for years. So I would say that we got the wrong people in the wrong job, least of which is Biden himself.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Okay, and folks, we're talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, not to be outdone, Liz Cheney surfaced yesterday. She made a comment about the January 6th panel, is advancing the contempt charges for subpoena violations. And there's, I believe, 62 or something like that people that have been charged additionally now with another charge. And that's what this is about. Did you hear anything about that?
I did not. I don't have a lot of use for one.
Liz Cheney.
The whole committee. Well, yeah. Uh-huh. Liz Cheney, much less the whole committee, because it's so one-sided. And, you know, Liz Cheney keeps referencing the Constitution and this and that when I would argue that what they're doing to those people that they have already detained is in itself unconstitutional, but they didn't ask me.
Now, Mr. Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, has been called the biggest disaster for border security and immigration enforcement, and I wholeheartedly agree.
Well, again, this is a situation where this administration purposely has broken something, least of which is immigration, and it's made it so bad that I don't know how they can necessarily fix it here at this point.
Don't think they can. All right, we will talk to you tonight on a Radio. Have yourself a great day playing tennis today, and we'll see you tonight. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check her out. Go to her website. Sign up for the articles that she writes, and you'll know what's going on when she does it.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
COVID developments topping our news. First, the United States will be reopening its land borders in the north and south to fully vaccinated visitors from Canada and Mexico by next month. A senior administration official saying the restrictions will be eased
For those visiting for non-essential reasons, those border restrictions have been in place since March of 2020. In California, Los Angeles County has a vaccine mandate in place, but the sheriff, Alex Villanueva, is not enforcing it. He says these mandates are not a good idea.
Send off edicts like Moses coming down from the mountains and everybody's going to snap. I have to deal in reality, and that is a very dangerous and nonsensical mandate.
In Major League Baseball playoff action, the Braves and the Houston Astros are advancing, winning their series yesterday, and the Dodgers beat the Giants to tie that series up at two wins apiece. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It's time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. That's the website for them is NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Go over there, take a look and see what they're all about, and then give them a call. And I'll tell you where their campuses are, because you need to take a tour of one of their campuses and find out what they're all about. Meantime, here is what they're going to tell you.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you've heard me tell you about calling the National Aviation Academy, one of their two campuses. They have a central number, and taking the tour to find out what they're all about. That's the best way to find out. Go and look and see and listen, because they'd be more than happy to have you there as their guest. Now, the phone number to call is 800-659-2080. One more time on the number, 800-659-2080. You call that number and ask to take the tour at either Concord, Massachusetts, that's their campus just outside the city limits of Boston, Concord, Massachusetts, or the one down here in Tampa Bay at Clearwater, Florida. Clearwater, Florida. Now, either one of those campuses, 800-659-2080, the number to call to set up an appointment. And when you do, you will have the opportunity to talk to a student or students, teacher or teachers, and you'll be able to talk to the financial people and find out how to go about applying for either financial aid, if you need to have it, or taking care of your GI Bill, those veterans that are out there, using your GI Bill to have it pay for you, especially if you're post 9/11. If you're post 9/11, more than likely that will be paid for 100%. Now, pre 9/11, if you use your educational benefits or anything, but you haven't used them all up, you'll still have a small amount of money to pay because that's just the way it's going to work, unfortunately. But you can also do that. Anything that you owe, you can also set up through the college loan department that they have there, and they'll get you a student loan just like they would anybody else. Now, is it easy to pay off these loans? Absolutely, because the loans aren't going to break the bank, and you're going to wind up making a bunch of money very quickly, because I will tell you, depending on where you go, you're going to make at least $60,000 a year to begin with, at least, by working just 40 hours a week. Now, if you work a bunch of overtime, do the math. It wouldn't take much to have a six-figure salary in the United States, but if you go overseas with one of the foreign contractors or overseas with a company, an airline company, then you're going to make a six-figure salary, more than likely. Most people do. So that's National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. This is a website, NAA.edu, on the website. Phone number, 800-659-2080. Now, if you haven't heard, the court-martial for Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller is going to start Thursday. And he's going to stick, the colonel's going to stick to his call for accountability and plead guilty to several charges in his Marine court-martial, according to one of his attorneys. Now, the attorney, Tim Parlatore, said that this case began with a call for accountability, and Lieutenant Colonel Scheller will demonstrate to senior leadership how to accept accountability for his own actions. Now, the legal team for Scheller is working on an agreement with the hope of securing an honorable discharge after he criticized the Biden administration military leaders and called for their accountability after 13 U.S. service members were killed in an ISIS-K suicide bombing during the evacuation phase of the Afghanistan withdrawal at the end of August. Now, we get it. We understand that Scheller was a 17-year Marine who took to social media in his calls for senior leaders being held accountable and was reduced by his command to work in an office after being given a gag order. Scheller then violated that order and was sent to the brig, which is a military prison, while he awaited a pretrial hearing for his violating the gag order. Now, the week-long brig assignment, according to the attorney, was totally excessive and unnecessary, so says the attorney. In addition, the attorney went on to say, the real big question that remains is whether all the very important messages he brought out will be adopted. Nobody is saying that he said anything that was untrue. And that's true. Nobody's saying that he's lying. Just that he's violating military law by doing what he did in the way he did it. Well, we'll see what happens here next week, because he's going to be going back and forth between his home and the trial, which is going to be at Camp Lejeune, I understand. Now, more than a month after the frenzied U.S. effort to evacuate thousands facing retribution from the Taliban in Afghanistan, members of Congress are still quietly pushing the government to help extract a small group of stranded Afghans who are direct relatives of American military service members in Afghanistan. I hope they get them back, because if they don't, the Taliban will kill them. Make no mistakes about it. Now, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. The Afghan interpreter who helped rescue Joe Biden in 2008 was himself rescued yesterday. His name is Anma Khaliti. He was left behind by U.S. troops who exited Afghanistan, but the Human First Coalition managed to fly him and his family out to safety, so they're safe now. And, of course, top Army officials breathed a sigh of relief when the Biden administration released the fiscal 2022 budget request in May. Now, the budget uncertainty still hasn't derailed the Army's major plans to improve quality all across the force, but it's not a guarantee that it'll be done either. Money is a strange thing when it comes to the military budget. They usually don't take everything and they cut a few things out. Now, the Compass Cell Squadron is coming home after 20 years of hacking and jamming enemies in CENTCOM. These EC-130H crews have flown about 14,750 sorties in U.S. CENTCOM and might have more than 90,000 hours in the air. Wow. That's a lot of time. A lot of time. And kudos to them for the great job they did. By the way, Christine Wormuth is the U.S. Army's first woman to serve as a secretary. Her experience in Washington, D.C., working on national security and defense policy, as well as the time she spent in the Pentagon running the 2014 Quadrennial Defense Review, show that she is capable of leading a service fighting for resources. We'll see how she works out, because the Army and the Air Force and the Marines and the Navy are going to need some tough people to get the job done, because they're going up against people that, quite honestly, don't care if the Army sticks around or the Navy or anything else, because they don't get it. They don't understand it. But, again, we try. And good morning to Sue, good morning to Amanda, good morning to George, good morning to Kyle, already at this time of the morning. Okay, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be right back with us, too. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it away. And by the way, I'd like to invite you to join me this Saturday for the Moss Nissan College Tailgate Tea Party presented by the Tailgate Pro Entertainment Company. Now, I'll be up at Moss Nissan at U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. They're going to have the Florida Gator LSU Tiger game on the big screen with some delicious tailgate food and drink, too. It's all free. Plus, you can play games like the Giant Zegna, Cornhole, and Tiki Toss, a great way to keep the kids busy while you shop for a new or pre-owned car. And I'll tell you what, they've got a bunch of cars that came off lease you might want to take a look at. Now, I'll be there from 11 to 3 on Saturday, so come on by and enjoy the college games and have some refreshments with me during the Moss Nissan Tailgate Party presented by Tailgate Pro Entertainment. Make sure you wear your Gator colors and tell them that Captain Matt Bruce sent you. Make sure you do that, too. That'll save you money on the vehicle you're looking at. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
Now, China was thumping their chest yesterday because they reported their imports jumped some 28% in September, and that the imports were up nearly 18% for the year, while surplus for the U.S. rose to $42 billion. Now, I submit to you that I'll bet some of those imports are sitting on those ships off the coast of California. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of it.
there. There's no doubt about it. And there's backups everywhere. China really can't be thumping the chest right now. They're in deep trouble. I mean, their property market, for all intents and purposes, is the largest Ponzi scheme in the entire world. And they have various different property companies that are starting to default on bonds. People are losing faith in the property market there, and it is a big, big deal. This could cause major economic problems for China moving forward, and quite frankly, I think it's going to. My concern is that, you know, what happens with despots and dictators and bad leadership is they always look to distract the people from, you know, whatever pain is happening domestically with foreign adventures. And my fear is that this will be a precursor to go over and take Taiwan.
Yeah. And it looks like that's going to become more and more doable every day almost. Although they did come out and say that they had tactical nukes, but nobody knows for sure. That throws it in a different dimension.
Yeah, not much I think anybody could really do. I mean, they can do the best to try to defend themselves, but, it's going to be very, very difficult for Taiwan to push back against China, and I think we're most certainly limited in what we can do to help.
Yeah. Now, the International Monetary Fund is slightly downgrading its outlook for the global recovery from the pandemic recession from 6% to 5.9%, reflecting the persistence of the supply chain disruptions and deeply disparities in the vaccination rates.
Well, I think that economic growth is not going to be nearly as strong as everybody thought it was going to be moving forward. I think that is playing a major part in that, and also you just got the jobs problem. You know, the JOLTS report came out yesterday. Millions of people quit their jobs in August.
4.3 million.
Yeah, you're talking the amount of the disparity between job openings and people looking for work has never been this wide, and this is going to definitely hurt economic growth.
Now, did you hear what happened in Florida yesterday with Leon County, which is Tallahassee, right?
Okay.
Okay, they were fined $3.5 million for the vaccine mandates that they put through that they weren't supposed to. They violated the governor's directive. So he turned around, one of his departments turned around and fined them $3.5 million.
Interesting. I'm sorry, was this a county you said?
Leon County.
Where's Leon County, man? I'm sorry.
Tallahassee.
All right, up in the panhandle up there. Okay, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Against,
mm-hmm.
Government up there. how did they respond? Was there any response?
Not yet.
Okay, that's curious, to say the least. I think Governor Abbott's going to get into the same tit-for-tat in Texas as well.
Yeah. Now, the debt ceiling last night, the debt limit passed by party lines in the House of Representatives, and that'll be on Biden's desk by Friday. He'll make a big deal signing it, saying we had to do it or whatever, but that's going through.
Well, maybe he'll make a big deal of it. If he does, it's going to be kind of skewered as a joke. They raised the debt ceiling till December. Okay. I mean, no big deal. Be careful with all the stuff that's going on right now with the adjustments that they're talking about making to the spending bill and all this other nonsense. They're time adjustments. That's all they are. They're not actual spending cuts.
Yeah. Now, Walgreens in San Francisco has decided to close 5 of their stores because of the theft that's happened there.
I would too. I mean, at some point in time, if you can't make money, you're losing money because of loss, because the police refuse to prosecute crime, and you basically make it legal for people just to come in and take under $1,000 worth of stuff. Why stay in business? I'd shut down too.
Now, I haven't seen the Democrats' new tax plan, but I'm being told the Democratic tax plan may, in fact, benefit billionaires in the years that they lose money.
I'm not sure. I'd have to look into how they would, benefit losses going backwards. Again, there were some benefits with the Trump tax plan when it came to that. I'm not sure how it's going to factor into this one. They're constantly tinkering with this thing right now, so it's a you know, moving object, as we should say. Very hard to pin it down.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Trump Organization is closing in on a Trump International Hotel lease sale, according to a report from yesterday.
I heard that they've sold their hotel in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Okay. Again, it's a tough business to be in right now. It really is. I don't know if your listeners have experienced this. You know, I do some traveling, and I got to travel again this weekend. Hotels don't have staff. And,
right.
You know, they're not cleaning your room until you leave. And they didn't even let me know that they were doing that. And that, you know, I wasn't thrilled about that at all. You know, I had a guy go downstairs. I said, you know, why was my room clean? And they gave me some excuse. Oh, because of COVID protocol. I'm like, you're full of it. No, you don't have the staff. I mean, everybody can walk around the hotel without a mask on, and you're telling me you can't clean my room because of COVID? That's patently absurd, and you know it, and I know it. But this is what hotels have to do right now. And I let your listeners know, before you go anywhere, you better ask to see what they're going to do and whether or not they're going to take care of you.
Yeah, and that's a good question. I mean, that's a really good question as to whether or not they're doing that. And I wouldn't go anywhere if they weren't, especially to a place if they weren't, you know, cleaning the rooms every day, because you have to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what you're paying for.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's what I'm paying for at the hotel. You know, you should probably do that.
Now, with the money that's out there and with the things that are going on, politicians are still raising money, right?
Well, yeah, of course, they're in a perpetual state of raising money. You can get lobbyists and groups out there that want things passed. They cut checks.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise released his numbers yesterday for the third quarter. $5.3 million he raised in the third quarter. That's a lot of money.
Again, I don't know what it is. I couldn't tell you, Matt, based upon what he does normally. I think you have to kind of compare, you know, apples to apples, so to speak, and say that, you know, what did he raise in prior quarters? What did he raise last year? What did he raise pre-COVID to determine whether or not that is outside the norm?
Yeah, well, remember, he's the one that got shot, so there's no surprise there. Now, ARK's investments, that's ARK investments,
yeah.
Wood, warned
they're actually moving. They're actually moving out of New York City. They're moving to St. Petersburg.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to when they get down here, maybe going over and we can talk to them and see what they're up to. How's that? Welcome into town. All right. I'll tell you what, Chris. I will talk to you tomorrow. So have yourself a good day, my friend.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. The website. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things that he's involved in. Meanwhile, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.